this is not something that I share super often. I prefer to tell you when I have gone through something and come out the other side, not like while I'm still in it. But I was sitting here struggling. And what I struggle about, it's embarrassing because I'm supposed to have this great faith, right? But what I struggle about is money. Now, we're not in a bad place, but God had been pouring out blessings on car sales and had been amazing. And all it did was slow down a teeny little bit, and I started to freak out. That's embarrassing. That's something that Satan tries to fill me with shame about. And I was sitting there just getting lower and lower and lower. And I realized, this is Satan. So what do? You go to God's word. You go to God. You go to his word. And guess what the verse of today was? Seek first his kingdom, and all this will be added to you. So that's great. Verse of the day, great. But I need more. So I click read the full chapter. This is what I got. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all of his glory was arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Each day has enough worries of its own, and God's got it. I need to focus on kingdom work. I need to focus on him using me to bring glory to him and his kingdom and bringing others into it. And he's going to take care of the rest. He's going to take care of food on the table and clothes on our backs and gas in our cars. Thank you, God.